giving up your life and moving to the other side of the world might seem like a really fun adventure. What if you want your adventure to become your forever? Hello and welcome back to Nursing Down Under. Today I'm joined by two nurses who have very different stories but have both made a home here in Australia long term. Charlotte Coomber is a nurse from Cambridge who's brought her family on the ultimate adventure. She moved to Australia with her husband and two children in 2021 and they now call Brisbane in sunny Queensland home. Charlotte, it's lovely to have you on.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Also joining us is Shona O'Connor. Shona is a nurse from Galway who moved to Sydney with friends in 2018, expecting to stay for a year or two. She's been with Alliance Nursing ever since. Now she's got her permanent residency and has just taken on a full-time position with one of her employers she worked for as an agency nurse. Welcome, Shona.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's so nice to have both of you on. I know how busy you are. So it's great to have you both here because you really do have such different experiences. Charlotte, why don't you start us off? How did you make the decision to pack up and move to Australia? Because I can imagine when you're bringing the kids along too, you need more than just a couple of suitcases, right?
Yeah, it's a bit of a complex process. But yeah, it's quite a hard question to answer. Everyone always asks you, why did you move to Australia? And I think it's not as straightforward as just like one answer. There's a lot of factors to it. We wanted to give living outside the UK a go. And, you know, we had a look at our options and we travelled here about 13 years ago. Me and my husband did. And we knew how good Australia was for bringing up families. That always appealed to us. So, yeah, after a lot of planning and, you know, do we or don't we, you know, the pandemic happened and then we were like, right, we need to make this happen. So that was our goal. Yeah, we got here. It was quite a tricky process. I don't know if everyone has different ways of getting here, but yeah, it's not as always straightforward in a situation like that. But I think it's easier now.
Yeah. So moving out during COVID, I mean, what was that like?
Yeah, it was harder because all of the states were closed for application for visas. So your only way in was through sponsorship. And then trying to find a sponsor was hard because there was a lot of hoops they had to get through, like with travel exemption and things like that. So it's a bit different trying to get people into a country when they're completely closed. So we were lucky, like nursing profession was one of those roles that were needed to help with the COVID pandemic. So that was kind of a good time to move, really, for me anyway.
And did you move straight to Brisbane?
No, we didn't. The sponsorship that I originally got into the country was with a different agency, and that job led us to a place near central Queensland by the coast called Yeppoon, which is a lovely area, but it wasn't like our ultimate goal. Being near Brisbane was our goal in the end. So yeah, we've achieved that, which is good. It's a lovely place to live. The whole of Queensland's beautiful, but I think you have to focus on like what you want as a family, and if moving close to the city for jobs and things like that is something you need, that's important. But also I think having access to the airport is always good. So the further you go out, you've got to then get a flight to the main airport, which is always the one in the city, isn't it? So there's lots of factors.
I can imagine when you're, you know, come from Cambridge or London and you arrive in somewhere like Yeppoon, it must have been a bit of a culture shock almost, because it is quite remote, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely was a culture shock. Yeah, my husband worked in London and we lived just outside of Cambridge, but it was probably about 10 minutes away from the city. So coming from a built up place to go into somewhere like, you know, it's the true true Australia there. So it's really it has its perks, but it's very hot up there all the time. So that was a difference. And there's crocodiles in the sea, which I was a bit like, oh, I don't know, I'm staying in breath.
We don't want to scare anyone off. Let's move on quickly.
No, I don't want to scare anyone off. It depends on where you go. But like that was my biggest thing. I was like, oh, I'm shocked.
What about you, Shona? You moved out in 2018. Did you ever think you'd still be here, what, five years later now?
No, definitely not. The plan was just to come out for a year or two. Always kind of wanted to come out after I'd finished my training. But yeah, I was definitely much a home bird and did not think I'd be still here almost, yeah, 6 years in January later.
Wow. And obviously you'd moved out with some mates. You know, how did you pick Sydney?
So I think when you think of like coming to Australia, you always like think of the Opera House, the Sydney Bridge. That was my idea of Australia. So I just thought it'd be a really good place to start.
And how have you been finding it? You know, you've started here, but you're still here.
Yeah, so obviously still love it when I'm here all this length. Yeah, I just think you have definitely have the best of both worlds. And as Charlotte was saying, it is so great being so close to an airport as well, you know, for holidays and things like that. And it's great just, you know, you have the beaches and also have the city as well.
And what about those friends you moved out with? I mean, are they all still here as well?
No, actually, they're all gone home. My friend that I did come out with, actually, she just messaged recently and she said she's coming for a holiday next month. So, yeah, it'll be almost 5 years since she left.
Oh, wow. And you'll be able to show, you'll be the old hand showing all the new places and
reminiscing.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Well, Charlotte, tell us a little bit about your kids. How old are they and how did they adjust to the move?
So they were 5 and 3 when we came over. So that was a big factor. So I was trying to move when they were still little, but they're 7 and 5 now. They've settled quite well. I think it has its challenges because you're so far away from like the grandparents and things like that. But it makes you become closer as a family, I feel. But they just getting them into like a familiar routine has really helped, and settled in schools and things like that. That's really, really important, definitely.
Was it hard moving out with the kids? Like, I guess you have to adjust, you know, their expectations, their lives, or because they were young, they sort of adapted quite well.
Yeah, that's it. I think it's just putting them first, really, and make everything a bit, trying to get everything back to normal. I think when we came over, we only had 7 bags and our stuff that we'd asked to come over in the shipping was delayed by another 3 months. So it took 6 months. So they had no toys. So we had to get all of that stuff. And, you know, as soon as they have that familiarity, I think that really helps, you know, but they make friends, don't they, so quickly when you're young. Yeah. So that's always a good thing. Then they become used to doing that routine. So as long as you're calm, then they'll be calm. You know, there's a lot of things to think about. You just have to be organized. That's what I would say.
Yeah, what advice would you give to parents thinking of making the move?
Yeah, so just researching the area you want to live. Like, what's most important to you? Do you want to live by the city, by a beach, have access to places? Like where we live in the outer suburbs of Brisbane, and we have access to the beach, to the highway, to the city. We're in a perfect location because we researched it, and it's got. Good schools. It's just a nice feel to it. And it's also got everything locally, which is good for kids, for like kids clubs and swimming or sports and things. So yeah, that's really important to factor those things in. But also when you're looking at schools like Queensland, if you come over on a sponsorship, Queensland, I think, is one of the only states that allow for free education for state schooling for if you're on sponsorship, because the other states you have to have permanent residency. So that was a big factor when we came over, because you don't get support with childcare subsidy until you get permanent residency. So you have to factor those costs in because you're paying full fees. It's a bit more complex, but there's lots of things to research like that. So it depends on how much disposable income you have.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that you have that accessibility to school so important, and the cost of, you know, being helped out in any way, I guess. Is it hard to get them into school and daycare?
No, not at all. No, I actually just emailed the lady at the school. You know, you email the school directly. At the time, my little girl hadn't even started, like the prep hadn't even started, and she was in year 1 back in England because the schooling's different there. So when I applied, everyone was starting school at the same time. So it was kind of a good time for to enroll. But I think you can enroll like all year round. I don't think they're that strict on it. But if you're going to a private school, which you can, there's a lot more options for that here. The cost is better. Like, I think it's more affordable for families for some like private schools. So I think if you apply to them, I'm not sure about their cutoffs with times, but kindergarten was fine.
What about your husband? Has he found work here fairly easily?
Yeah. I think it's better being by the city. But yeah, I think it's just trying to, you've got to put yourself out there, make sure that your resume is up to date, and it's in a format that Australian companies would like to look at. I think that's important. So yeah, just putting yourself out there and making a best decision that suits your family. I think that's really important. But yeah, he's in a good job. He works for the government now, so he's pleased where he is. That's good.
Sounds like you guys have settled in really well, you know, in the time that you have been here.
Yeah, it does take a while, but yeah, that's really helpful when you get like jobs and the schooling and everything else seems to fall into place.
What about you, Shona? I mean, tell me a little bit about your time as an agency nurse. What sort of things have you been doing?
So yeah, I've definitely got a varied experience of shifts since being with the agency. So when I first started with Alliance, I did a lot of work in an intellectual disability group home, which was, yeah, very different from what I'd been used to. Did a lot of work in a primary health setting in an Aboriginal medical centre, picking up shifts at like on general medical surgical wards, worked in the justice health system for a good few months, and was very much involved as well in the COVID outbreak response, particularly the vaccination rollout.
Yeah, it sounds like you've done everything. I mean, is it really hard to try and go between all those different jobs, or are you doing stints in different roles?
Yeah, it was definitely doing like stints in different roles, and they're very good, like for, you know, inducting you so you get properly orientated. So yeah, no, it was very good.
So coming in as an agency nurse, I mean, had you had any experience as an agency nurse before moving to Australia?
I did, like probably a handful of shifts, just saving to come out here. But yeah, definitely not in these random roles that I've done since coming over here. But it's been, yeah, a great opportunity.
You were sponsored through Alliance. Maybe just explain what exactly that means and why that was something that you wanted to do.
Yeah, so Alliance sponsored me at the end of 2018. It was kind of coming to the end of my first year here, and I was deciding whether I wanted to stay or not. But yeah, I was weighing up all my options with sponsorship, and I definitely still wanted to be flexible, and like going with Alliance just gave you that flexibility as opposed to being sponsored, you know, in one facility. You had the, you know, opportunity to pick and choose your hours. You know, if you didn't like somewhere, you could always move on. But yeah, it was just amazing. And they've given me so many opportunities, like during my sponsorship with Alliance. They've just been amazing. And the team were always, always great.
And do a lot of nurses go down that path, like choose to get a sponsorship?
Yeah, so back in 2018, when I was getting sponsored, you either like got a sponsorship, or for your second year working holiday visa, you would do your 88 days on a farm. So I think the rules have changed a little bit because of COVID. So nursing does count as your farm work now. But yeah, no, that was, yeah, definitely a great option for me at the time.
And you recently got your permanent residency. What was that process like?
Yeah, the thought of the permanent residency, I think, was a lot more scarier than the actual process itself. So a lot of like just gathering documents and that. It was a lot of documents that I would have had from, you know, going through the sponsorship with Alliance. Because when you did the sponsorship with Alliance, they did have an immigration lawyer as well, which helped you through the whole process. So I'd kind of like known a lot of the process from working with them from my previous sponsorships.
And what does that allow you to do? I mean, what's the benefit of having a permanent residency?
So I think the main benefit for me is, yeah, not having to worry about visas every few years. And you're entitled to Medicare as well. So when you're from Ireland, you're not entitled to Medicare on a work and holiday visa or a sponsorship. So being a permanent resident does entitle you to Medicare.
And what about you, Charlotte? Tell me a bit about your experience with Alliance Nursing.
I swapped over my sponsorship with Alliance Nursing, so they took over my sponsorship while I was on shore. And it gave me loads of great opportunities to work in different places all around Brisbane, which was really good because I didn't know the area. So it was nice to work in, I got to work in aged care facilities, which I'd never done before coming out here. I was working in the hospitals on all different wards around the city, even did some shifts in ICU. So yeah, it's a really good opportunity, as Shona said, just to see how different areas work in different places. So if you like somewhere, like Shona said, you can always go back. If you don't get on with the way that it works, or it's the location isn't great, or the hours, you can pick and choose your hours like that. So it's really good for that flexibility, especially when you're new.
And you've recently left, you've taken on another role, I understand. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, so after I got my permanent residency, we then bought a house. So it was more important for me to try and get in a permanent role and something that the shifts were more suited to my family life. So I work Tuesday to Friday now. So it's really good to have that work-life balance. So yeah, I work in a community as a community nurse. So yeah, it's going well. I'm enjoying my job and I feel like I've got that balance now. And it's also kind of nice to be part of a company again, like a similar kind of feel to the NHS, which I was used to working in. So it's different when you're with an agency because you don't know when you're going into a different environment all the time. So it's really good because you get to meet lots of different people and have that experience. But I think I was at the stage where I needed to have something a bit more permanent. But no, Alliance are really good to work for. And I think at the time, I would have liked to have got a sponsorship from them being offshore, but they weren't allowing it at the time. So as soon as I came into Australia, I'd heard about them through one of the webinars and I contacted them and they were so supportive. The team was so lovely. So they managed to port it over, which I was like so grateful for. Because they changed it. They changed everything for us because they allowed us to come to Brisbane. And yeah, it was great.
Oh, it's great that you've had such a fantastic experience. And Shona, you've also recently taken on a full-time position, but this sort of came about through Alliance. How did that happen?
Yeah, so I've been working, doing shifts in the Aboriginal Medical Service since like 2019 in between other block bookings and that. And then after the COVID vaccination rollout had stopped, like it was that last November, I got back into the Aboriginal Medical Service. So yeah, they approached me then, it was like probably 2 or 3 months ago, and asked, yeah, to take over me as an employer. So yeah, it was a hard decision to make, but yeah, no, I do love it there. So I've, yeah, gone over full time with them through, yeah, Alliance finding me that position.
And did you feel that you were supported by Alliance in making that move into a permanent
role?
Oh,
yeah, 100%. Yeah, they're just always like a phone call away. And yeah, it was just so easy and they were so supportive and they were so happy for me as well.
And Charlotte, what about you? I mean, obviously you've got your visas moved out. Were Alliance able to help you with that process? Because I can imagine during COVID, it would have been particularly tricky. And then it's not just you. I guess you've got your whole family to consider.
Yeah, so my story was slightly different because at the time I wasn't onshore. So to get an onshore sponsorship was like gold dust, basically. So that's why I ended up with a different regional sponsor. But they was, as soon as I contacted them to come down towards the Brisbane area, because I know they cover up to the Sunshine Coast, I spoke to them and had an interview and they were so supportive and managed to sort it all out for me. So it made it very easy. There was always like check-in calls to make sure I was okay. How was I getting on finding a place to live? You know, everyone understood that process of coming over with a family. So they were quite supportive with that kind of being able to get shifts around that. So obviously, you know, with childcare, you can't just all of a sudden pick up a night shift if there's no one have them, or like a late shift or whatever. So you just have to make sure it was flexible around a family life, which it was.
And have you got to do any travel as well with the family or by yourself?
Yeah, so we love exploring the backyard, as they say. Like, there's so much to do around here. Like, it's really accessible to get out into the country or by the beach. We try and do something every weekend. It feels like we're going on mini holidays, like every weekend. But we in 2 weeks today, we're heading on a cruise to the Great Barrier Reef. So we're gonna do our first family holiday on a cruise up to Cairns and see the Daintree Rainforest and the Great Barrier Reef and the Whitsunday. So yeah, we're super, super excited about that.
And what about you, Shona? Have you got some must-do trips you'd recommend to people?
Yeah, I definitely loved the traveling the East Coast. Did that back in 2018. We'd hired a camper van from Sydney and drove up all the way to Cairns, and that was just amazing.
And obviously, do you feel like you've got a really nice work-life balance now?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. Yeah, it's not just all about work. You know, there's weekends away, just meeting up with friends, going for coffee, going to the beach, going out for dinner. Yeah, definitely a good work-life balance.
And what about you, Charlotte? How would you describe your life here in Australia?
I feel it's a bit more, we're a bit more relaxed. It's a bit more chilled. Like, you get to enjoy the good weather. Like it's really strange because it is actually sunny most days, apart from yesterday when it rained, but it's kind of welcomed because everything gets so dry. But it's so sunny, it enables you to go out and explore and go to the beaches. And the city's great. I don't know if you've been to Brisbane, but it's such an amazing city as well. So yeah, and you've got the Gold Coast, the Sunshine Coast. We love going to Bribie Island as well. Like, that's a really cool place. But yeah, we feel like there's a definite balance shift. Definitely, you've got to find that, because you know that's why you come out here, to get that balance. And everyone always says, like, Australia, you get a good work-life balance. So yeah, there's lots of perks to it. It's different here because you get paid bi-weekly usually if you're in a job, where in the UK you usually get paid monthly. So it always seems like you've got money in the bank when you get paid every other week.
So good to hear. Ladies, thank you so much for coming on and having a chat with us. It's been amazing to hear about your different experiences here in Australia.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
If you're thinking of packing up the family and moving down under, get in touch with the team at alliancenursing.com.au. Or if you haven't already, send us a DM or voice note on Instagram with any questions you have about moving to Australia, and we'll answer them for you. See you soon.